Let's go ahead. Get old racist ass Carlos up here. Come on up, Carlos. I'm bringing Carlos up because Carlos was my companion this morning when I went to go see a certain movie that we're about to talk about right now. Carlos, let's see if you can move over a little bit to him. All right, I think I can get you two in the same frame.
I bet you can.
Let me see here. We're good. Get that handsome mug up there. Carlos, how you doing right now?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Sleepy, though.
Pull that, yeah, because you got up to watch some fucking gnomes in the morning. That's what. It's your fault. Pull that microphone closer. Yeah, I want you to speak in there so everybody hears about this adventure that we took. Carlos heard I was going to see Sherlock Gnomes this morning and just blew my phone up. Hey, you're going to see the gnomes? Hey, man, can I go? Sure. Because I even told him, I said, because we were supposed to see yesterday on Saturday, and I said, man, it's... I said, I can't go because I can't use my movie pass twice in one day. I forgot that I couldn't do that. And I am not paying for this shit. And look, I draw the line somewhere. Yeah, so I told him, I said, man, I can't go. And I said, I'm going tomorrow morning. I thought, sure, he's going to be like, man, fuck that. You know, he's like, yeah, I'll be there, man. Yeah. You really want to see this with me?
Yeah.
Is your mic on, by the way?
Is it on?
Is it on?
One, two, no, it's not. Worse.
Okay, you got it for him? Goddamn. Damn video game boys be cutting this shit off. I don't know. I gotta tell them.
One, two. Okay, now you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was there at 9:40 something. I was earlier than you. I was actually waiting for you, and I thought you stood me up. I thought he come. It's like,
oh, you don't know Corey.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know it was a date.
Did you bring flowers?
Yeah. Well, no. I will next time. Now that I know. But yeah, he treated like he was kind of irritated. Like, I'm here. Where are you? Like, and it's like I'm in the parking lot. I'm like, man, get out that parking lot. They don't need to see no Puerto Rican roaming around 10 in the morning in the parking lot waiting for Sherlock Gnomes.
All in black with a beer right beside the cash, the ticket vendor. Like, there's a couple of families coming in before me.
Yeah. And he's just, it's not like he's waiting in his car. He's sitting on the side of his car looking like there is a drug deal about to go down somewhere. Just leaning on his car to go see some goddamn gnomes.
Now, did you just want to see this movie or did you want to see a movie with Corey?
A movie. There's no fucking way in hell I want to see this movie. Oh. You know, I took the bullet because honestly, you've done a lot for me, dude. So if I can be there for you, at least to stick.
And this is how
I
repay you.
That's not gonna repay
Sherlock
you.
Gnomes.
Sherlock Gnomes. This is how we repay you.
Well, so, here's the thing. It ended up being quite an adventure going to see a movie. I have to say, out of all these years of going to see movies, these crazy ass movies. These shitty children's films. I'm not saying that this is. I'm just saying that, just, you know, as a saying. But I've never had an experience like I had with Carlos.
Okay.
Because I get out the car with Carlos, and Carlos is on my ass like TMZ. He got his camera phone. He got, hey, say hello to the public. What are we going to see? We're going to see the gnomes. I was like, Carlos, it is too fucking early for this shit.
Get that goddamn shit
get
out of my face.
This goddamn camera out of my face, man. I swear to God, Carlos. No, it's streaming live now. Hey, everybody. I just let him follow me. And that's the other thing. See how he's laughing right now? He's just laughing maniacally about it. He's just so, it's like really taking a kid to go see this movie. So he's holding his camera and just laughing.
Camera's shaking up and down.
Shaking. You can see on Facebook, it's shaking all the time. So,
and he's not done with me. Like, he goes up to the box office, and even the ticket guy like, oh shit. Because there's a giggling Puerto Rico with a camera in it. one for sure, like, no. I'm like, hey, man, just anything. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Call the cops.
Yeah. I walked inside because I was like, I ain't with him right now.
Which theater?
Westgate.
Westgate.
Oh, okay.
Nice theater.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
And see, that's another thing. Look, you were scary as fuck when you go see these movies. I ain't gonna lie. You creeped me out. But then we got inside, and he is. It's like he just came into civilization for the first time. Because he's looking.
Jesus fucking laughing at this.
Because when he walked in, he's like, oh, this is nice. I've only seen this in pictures. This is nice.
Well, in my defense, it's a nice theater. It's better than what we have back home.
It's very nice.
So, yeah.
No, it was. And then, oh. Cause I said, wait till he gets in these reclining seats.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know about that. You couldn't even make it work. I had to. I said, how do I make them work? How do they work?
Cause he sat down. We both sat down, and then I went here and reclined, and he's like, oh, what the magic is this? And I told him, I said, man, here's how you do it. It's like two buns right there. And he was.
He'd do the Catholic sign of the cross.
Santa Maria! What the black magic is this? But so he's in the seat and it's like,
like a kid on line to the movie. Yeah, man, fucking stop that. Pick one.
Sit your ass down. Lean back and enjoy yourself. But he was a bad guy to say, man, you were really cool about it. Like, yeah, this is nice. It's like, don't you ever fall asleep? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's a problem with Westgate. Those seats are so reclining that the movie hits any kind of slow part, you're out.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, damn, it's 10 in the morning. Like, I might fall asleep. I look at him, and he's already.
Yeah.
Like, Corey, wake up. Wake up. We gotta wake up, man. We gotta wake up.
Fucking gnomes. What?
The world's on fire.
I'm looking up at the screen. What are they fucking gnomes?
Imagine we fall asleep before it starts and just waking up to garden gnomes talking to each other. Like,
what the fuck? Santa Maria. Santa Maria. But nah, so we're going to get in a review right now. Me and my man Carlos over here. So,
if I can
we might remember Romeo and Juliet, which you saw this morning to get caught up.
Normally I wake up at 6 in the morning so I can take my medication. So somehow
of course you're on medication. And it didn't work this morning, by the way. I mean, you know.
It never works, but... I took my medication, so I'm sitting down there. I'm watching. I'm thinking, hey, maybe I should watch the original movie because it's been like what, like 4 years, almost five, something like that.
Yeah, at least.
Like it's been a long ass time. I don't even remember the movie. So I sat down. I watched the original, and I'm thinking, it's not bad. It's not good. It's charming.
Yeah.
It's just meh. It's just a meh movie that I can buy in DVD.
And see, that's the thing about it. I think I liked it more than you did because I remember walking in and thinking, man, really? A movie based on a gnome pun?
Right.
So I looked at the trailer for this film, which we're going to watch in a little bit, and I wanted to give it a little bit of a chance. So I said, don't base this on the pun because we got another one, mm-hmm. Sherlock Gnomes. I was like, all right, they got me with the last one. Let me give this one a chance.
Right.
And in this one, you have the character, Sherlock Gnome, Gnomes, I guess, who's running around with a little gnome Watson. And they are the protector of ceramic garden gnomes everywhere. You know, you got a mystery of some missing gnomes, they on it.
Specifically in London.
London. And voiced by Johnny Depp and Chiwetel Ejiofor, respectively.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, man. So for those of you who've been waiting for that Chiwetel Ejiofor, Johnny Depp team up, you got it right. But the shit gets deeper when they begin to discover that, oh, you know, it's not just gnomes that are in on this. There's other things out there, toys and... statues and all kind of weird things. Oh, man, you know, they expanding that gnome universe to bring in other creatures now. He's like, man, really? You gonna, these words are coming out your mouth. You realize you a grown man, right? Well, here's the thing with this. Even though I wanted to give it a chance, that trailer, it was too much, man. It was too much. It brought in everything that I would see in not only just a mediocre children's film, a family film, but a bad one. I mean, you're talking about the most basic of jokes out there. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Sherlock Gnomes. And like the first one, let's see if this one cannot be judged by its title or trailer. Let's see if this is actually good.
Romeo and Juliet are moving to a whole new garden.
All clear.
It's not quite perfect, but it's ours.
Think of all the adventures we're gonna have.
Look, there's a pool. Woohoo!
I'm okay. Excuse me.
Oh, Mankini, that is just... Are you done?
I've made a jacuzzi.
Humans coming.
Hoses, everyone.
They were supposed to live happily ever after. But when their world is in danger...
Juliet, the gnomes, they're all gone.
There's only one gnome to call.
What the fertilizer?
I'm Sherlock Gnomes. Sworn protector of garden gnomes.
You mean, except for the one you literally just broke.
Broken? Who's broken? Oh my God!
This March.
All ahead, Paul Watson!
Those gnomes are in terrible danger.
From the director of Kung Fu Panda.
We can't let anyone hear this, but they're going to smash us all tomorrow night.
Smashed? This guy said we're all going to be smashed tomorrow.
Prepare for an adventure.
We have to get across that river. We'll need a ship.
No ship, Sherlock.
Into the great unknown.
Billy, our next clue is in the park.
Give us directions quickly.
Just follow the blue line on the ground until you find the giant red thumbtack.
Careful, it looks pointy.
James McAvoy, Emily Blunt, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Mary J. Blige, and Johnny Depp with original music by Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
We have to go undercover. Let's go. Two forward. Hold.
Ooh.
I said hold.
Forgive me, I've never been the back end of a squirrel before.
We've been spotted.
Sherlock knows.
That's not how a squirrel shakes its behind.
Mankini, can you demonstrate?
You see what I'm doing? See? Do you see?
Yes, you're acting like a rear end.
All right. As you can see, returning voices include James McAvoy as Nomeo, Emily Blunt as Juliet. You got Michael Caine up in there. You even got heavy metal rocker Mr. Devil himself. Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm.
Ozzy Osbourne even back. So all your favorites, including some new known people.
They don't bring back Jason Statham.
No. Jason Statham. He's like, fuck that. you know something. Look, I'm gonna let you jump in a little bit, Carlos. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm being positive with this movie. I don't ever walk into anything just to hate it, to dislike it. I don't come in here to be a smart ass just to get views and hits and have y'all cheer me on for hate watching something. I don't do that. So keep it in mind how much I admire the first one for actually doing something.
Right.
Instead of being just a pun, because they could have easily just crapped out. I was watching this, and watching this one, I was even saying to myself, you know something? I'm not going to lie. As much as that trailer made me mad, I'm watching this, and they've kept some things in here that I liked. I'm looking at the visuals that they got here going on, visual gags. I like the design of these characters. And looking at it, I also have to say that they caught some of the charm of what made the first one work. The first one was a love story.
Right.
So, you know, Romeo and Juliet, they've kind of, at the beginning, while it's focused on them, they kind of caught some of the chemistry of what made them work.
What a dump. Where's the new garden?
That's Ozzy Osbourne, by the way. You can tell he's high.
He's high as fuck.
I ain't saying he smoked just before then. He still high off that last hit he did 20 years ago. That deer is just high as fuck. Where the fucking gnomes walking and talking?
Is the new garden on?
No, I'm going back in the box.
Girls, language.
I guess it's a fixer-upper.
Well, I think that it's the most beautiful garden in the world because you're standing in it.
Oof, that was super cheesy.
I like the way Julia's like, shit, I need to rethink this. Like, damn, the honeymoon went over. Yeah, maybe I need to get the hell out of here and find another garden. You're like, what the fuck was I thinking? I had a choice of all these gnomes in the garden. I chose this asshole. And even Carlos was appreciating some of the things from the first. You say that you didn't like the first one that much, but whenever they would make a reference to the first movie, Carlos would like, he wouldn't even like, he'd sit there like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, man, he's probably like, hey, man, yes. Yes, man. And you know what? There were things that were making sense in the movie to me with this whole Sherlock Gnomes thing, because I was thinking, I was like, you really just going to force Sherlock Gnomes in here because of a pun? And then, to show you that I don't remember too much of the first movie, when I was watching this, they showed clearly that, okay, this is set in Britain. This is the UK, and the family that owns the gnomes, they're moving to London.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, that makes sense to bring in. I mean, if you're going to do a pun like that, at least it's in the right location to do it.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
I guess. I mean, I would feel that way if Sherlock Holmes hadn't become this popular commodity for everybody to take a piece of.
But I get it. You know, this is a series based on Puns. Gnomes. Sure. So Sherlock Gnomes, I get it.
But it was one of those things with the first movie where they brought in Shakespeare and you realize, oh, this isn't just a gimmick. This is an actual love letter to Shakespeare.
And it's a love story that they did.
Yeah. And even, you know, to have his statue voiced by Patrick Stewart come in and speak and them to go through so many things. It's a love letter to Shakespeare. It's a walk down memory lane of Elton John's early career.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of charm. And Jason Statham delivering comedy, which we never knew he could do.
Yeah, and he was funny. And now, you know, and I get it. Now they bring in this character here. You know what? I'll tell you about him, whether he works or not, in a little while. What I will say is that another thing that was getting me is that the movie looks good, man. The animation is not just decent, but it is good.
Okay.
These character designs in here. Like, look, we ain't Pixar level here, but for a movie about gnomes that nobody gave a shit about, the animation's pretty good. The character design is really nice, and they do a lot of creative things to the visuals that they really didn't have to do. It's almost like, okay, we know that we can't compete with some of the higher budget animated films, so we're going to just take advantage of any kind of visual creativity that we have here. There are moments where they take advantage of different visual styles, like maybe 2D animation, or if they're telling a story. You know, it's more than just narrating. They put some really imaginative visuals to it, like when they're talking about an escape plan, and they're showing it on a piece of notebook paper, and then the plan comes to life with a notebook paper gnomes carrying out the narration.
I could scale those bricks, use the goons to swing to the beam, tightrope walk across it, reach the skylight, get around the door, open it from the other side, and lead everyone to
freedom! You're gonna shut your big ass up. It's that frog in his hand.
I hated that character so much.
It didn't bother me, but you know, it was, again, annoying. Unnecessary. What'd you think about the look of the film?
Well, the look, I love the design-wise characters. My major beef in the design of the movie is the animation, for a specific reason. Textures, pipe, shaders, all that stuff. The technical stuff is very well done. But there's a reason why I love the Lego movie, because the Lego movies, the pieces, they actually move like Legos. Here, the gnomes, they're too rubbery. They're too plastically. There's not like a physics to it. It doesn't feel like a solid concrete object. Especially there's one character, the bad guy, the main antagonist, looks kind of plastic, but he's supposed to have like a chip on him.
Yeah, we're not going to say who the main villain is, even though they present it, but it is a plastic character, and they look more rubber.
And I look rubber, and that like threw me off. It's like, is that the shader? Is
you
that
bring
the
up
design?
A good point, though. It's like, it's a hard thing to kind of do, too. Like, how can you make ceramic look like ceramic when it's supposed to be for characters, supposed to be very animated? You know, I didn't notice it as much as you did, but you make a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been cool had they reminded you that they are ceramic.
Yeah, they're ceramic, and the one thing, it wouldn't bother me so much if any other like scene would be like, oh, be careful, you might break, you might shatter, like you're very sensitive, don't do this. And they're constantly saying like, you're in peril because anything can break you. But you see the gnomes doing like 50 foot drops, and they're like, oh, it's totally fine. I'm like,
yeah, okay. I mean, come on, you know, you gotta, it's gnomes, it's walking gnomes,
man,
talking gnomes.
I'm not gonna give it a pass. No, dude, if there's animation
it's
studio,
not my gnomes movie.
No, it's not my gnomes movie. If there's studios like Pixar, all the smaller studios right now, they're actually doing like putting thought into it, like the physics, the world building, and it's not so much of a production issue. It's more of a story issue. It's just the story itself. It demands that, and you can adjust for it and actually make the movie a lot better than what it was.
Okay. You know something?
Okay.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I'm glad it kind of contrasts what I'm saying, because I didn't pay attention to the animation as much as you did to go that far with the criticism. But like I said, that's valid, man. I see exactly what you're saying. In fact, I'm glad you didn't say in the middle of the movie, because I'd probably be like, man, how come these motherfuckers ain't moving like so? You just ruined it for me. But here's the thing. Like, I'm talking to you right now, the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm just like, you know what? I'm getting this meh feeling. I'm walking out, and I'm very, as you said, Carlos, meh. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, I keep saying to myself, but the movie's not that bad. The movie's not that bad. I even got home to my wife, and she said, how was the movie? I'm like, oh, but it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, No, it wasn't. Why do you keep saying that? You didn't like that. Why you keep saying, why these words keep coming out your mouth? And I finally realized what it was. Y'all think y'all sneaky with this, but I'm on to you right now. What happened with this, and the reason why I kept saying it's not that bad, but it really kept feeling like it was.
Yeah.
They sold an entirely different movie than what we saw from the trailer.
This is so classic now.
And then, and let me tell you, this is the first time I've seen something just fucking lie like you did. And to like throw people off. Like they, it was like this movie intentionally filmed bad scenes and put them in the trailer to get the kids to go see it.
Okay.
But when, you know, because here's the thing. When I went to go see, I just showed y'all the trailer, and y'all were rolling y'all's eyes at some of the worst things in there. I go see this, and I'm, you let me know if I didn't fall asleep, if I missed something. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right, because I saw the trailer before coming here, and I'm like, this is not the movie that we saw.
This is not what we saw.
99%.
This stuff is not.
No, right, 99%. Yeah, let me. Shit, it's not there.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what's going on with this movie. We went in there. Wasn't no fart joke.
Excuse me.
Not there.
That's not there, Martin. Some of the worst puns that you heard in the trailer, like, that, it's unforgivable for a movie based on puns.
We'll need a ship.
No ship, Sherlock.
Oh, that is not in the movie.
Not really?
No.
Martin.
No.
Oh, they ain't even no twerking.
Oh, yeah. Not there either.
That is not in the movie.
So everything that made me not want to see this movie is not there. In there. Okay.
I saw this and I sat down on the couch and I watched that trailer one more time and I said, my God. I said, I know what y'all trying to do.
Now you need the real Sherlock Holmes on this case. Okay. The game is afoot.
Even put it out there, the puns. There are a couple of puns in the movie, but the worst puns are out there the first 5 seconds. First 5 seconds, rapid fire, 5 puns, we're out. Martin, no puns for like an hour.
Okay. What they did was, with this movie here, they put those really bad jokes in there to get the kids who love bad shit like that to beg their parents to go see it, mm-hmm. and all that bad stuff was filmed. So to get the kids in, but when the parents go see it are, I don't know, maybe a critic. When they walk in there, they see that trailer first, and then none of that is in the movie.
Okay.
And they walk out, and they say, oh, it wasn't that bad. You motherfucking gnomes ain't gonna get me with this. I know exactly what you're doing. I'm on to you. Because I finally said, all right, now that my eyes are open, and I can see clearly what's going on here, the shit gets crazy. Oh. It gets crazy. Insane, Martin.
Okay, we saw the movie, right? It's 10 a.m. We got like 11:20, 11:30. I went back home. It's like, oh, we got a couple hours before the show. Let me head to sleep, right? So I go to sleep, and I swear to God, I think I'm having like a panic attack, a fever dream. I'm thinking about gnomes. Jesus Christ, gnomes. There's a musical. Now there's a cat gnome. What the fuck is a cat gnome doing here? Wake up. Oh, shit, that was all in the movie.
Yeah.
That was all true.
So it's a musical.
This shit is like, it's... I guess I can tell you about that. The music part even makes it more confusing. Let me tell you something. First of all, I was given a slide like saying, hey, man, you know, I get why Sherlock Gnomes is here. It's kind of sweet. It's harmless. You know, you made some puns. And by the way, it's not as bad as that trailer. I ain't seen one bad thing in there. But once Sherlock Holmes steps his foot up in this movie.
Okay, so Sherlock Gnomes is actually in the movie.
He's in the movie. Yeah, he's in the movie.
Believe it or not, he's in the movie.
And when he's in the movie, this shit just gets crazy. At this point, it's like someone came in. Right when Sherlock Gnomes comes in, someone said, that last movie that you saw, fuck that.
Yep.
I'm doing my movie. Y'all didn't take the ideas I had the last movie. But now they're giving me the power, and we're going to make my vision. When Sherlock Gnomes comes in, Gnomeo and Juliet, we were doing fine. When he comes in, all of a sudden, Gnomeo just turns into a whiny bitch.
Yep.
Juliet gets some responsibility. She all of a sudden is turned into queen of the garden or something like that. She's
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's responsible for everything. And Gnomeo, because she tells him, she's like, look, I got a lot of responsibility right here. And Gnomeo, he just starts, you have time for everyone else. But me, no, but
not
me.
This. Not this.
What about my knees?
Not this.
What about, man, shut the fuck up.
You're the most important part of this for me. You're the most important ornament in the garden.
Yeah. I'm so glad that ceramic gnomes can't have children. He killed them.
Oh, yeah.
He put a pillow over their face. You can't take her away from me. You know, this is, he is unlikable, man. Uh-huh. You know, doing that whole thing. And they made him unlikable just so they could, like, have some plot, some breakup plot with them so you could cheer for them when they get together at the end of the movie.
So is Sherlock trying to steal her away?
No, he ain't got time for that. He ain't got time. He can't, he's mentally ill. He can't feel nothing.
Okay, Martin, what's the title of the movie?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Right. It doesn't feel like Sherlock Gnomes. It feels like three different type of movies all clumped together. It honestly feels like, oh, I'm going to do a Sherlock animated feature. Want to put it in the gnome universe? Yeah, let's do it. But we can't do that. Why? Because that last movie took so long to hit theaters, we got to put the old characters so people remember the franchise.
Yeah, it does feel like he's just thrown in there really hard, man. But the other thing with this is that the music in this, man.
Okay, so it's Elton John.
But Martin, here's the thing. Yeah, it's Elton John who, at this point, it's just like, yeah, y'all just take everything. You know, just pay me. Like, he don't care no more.
Now, the first movie had all the music from his early, his 70s career.
And but it was charming.
Right, right. And I hear the music in this, at least from the trailer, they're playing I'm Still Standing. That's from the 80s, 90s, Martin, when he had his comeback.
Let me tell you what they do here. They put Elton John songs in this movie as an obligation. From that last movie.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you what happened in that last movie. It was a love story, as we said, and it was a way of retelling Romeo and Juliet with a gnome pun, which worked. And they took a lot of his love songs, which helped push that story along. Right. Here, they just throwing that shit in. I mean, they are just jamming it in.
Forcing, man.
And I mean forcing it, man. You know, it's... It's at this point, it's like, you know, where they played love songs for the last movie and it fit, it's like, hey, you know what? I don't know what Elton John's songs have to do with dressing up like a squirrel, running from a dog while riding a lawnmower.
Circle of life.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Disney. We can't have that. But we're going to find some song to cram that shit in there. I don't know. It works.
But they put that remix beat on it.
Yeah. And then when they say original songs, fuck you, man. No, they took an old song and put a beat to it. They got Elton John's nephew, his DJ nephew, to put a beat to this shit. That's your original Elton John song. Oh, it ain't like he wrote for The Lion King.
Yeah.
You know, when he came in with real music. No. He got paid to put a drum beat to his old songs while gnomes dressed as a squirrel rode a lawnmower away from a dog playing I'm Still Standing. Ain't nobody even standing. Ain't nobody standing but them fucking squirrels at the beginning looking at him like, why the hell is this happening?
That was us in the movie theater. Yeah. That was us in the movie theater. We didn't know what the fuck was going on.
And let me tell you something. I'm going to let Carlos pick it up in a minute, but it gets to the point where they just run out of Elton John music. So they just said, you know, we got to put some, hey man, we got space to fit. We got to put some other music in here. And they're like, well, shit, who we going to get? And somebody like, well, man, I don't know. My cousin knows Mary J. Blige.
No.
So we done gone from having Elton John music to some reason, crispy chicken. Mary J. Blige. And let me tell y'all something about Mary J. Blige. I want y'all to know that I'm not talking about Mary J. Blige in any derogatory way at all. Mary J. Blige, needless to say, is a very talented woman. She's a great musical artist, and she's also proven herself to be a great actress. We saw her in Mudbound recently. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to keep these shades on until this movie's gone.
Don't recognize me.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to recognize me in that gnome movie.
Hey, were you in that gnome movie?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I was Beyonce.
If you didn't come up and touch me, that wasn't me.
But the thing with this is, you know, I love Mary J. Blige. I think she's a very talented woman. But why the fuck is she in Sherlock Gnomes? I do not know.
There's no reason
why. It throws the movie off even more than what it already
her character
is.
In.
Yes, because she plays a character named Ellie, I think, and they don't give her any real background.
Is she a gnome?
No, Martin, that's why you got to ask these questions, because you're looking at her and you're thinking, I'm leaving the picture right here. It's like, why is there an American black Barbie doll in London who dresses in Victorian age dresses and runs a speakeasy where she likes to arm wrestle gorillas?
We cannot use the word Barbie gnomes.
You know, why? Why is that? And if that ain't crazy enough, well, we got Mary J. Blige, so she got to sing. We got to get our money's worth out of her. And you thought that little thing was crazy with her being a doll and all that kind of stuff? Ooh, yeah. It gets crazy. So since she has to do a musical number, they get her on stage where she has a costume change, and all of a sudden she turns into a kickboxer wearing a blonde wig.
What?
At this point, we really
She really is a Barbie doll.
She really, yeah, I told you, man. She's a black Barbie doll in London from America, running speakeasy where she wrestles toy gorillas and then has a wardrobe change where she's a kickboxer and a blonde wig. What the fuck is going on in this world? Help! I'm like Kevin Hart. Help me!
You looked at me for help, but I looked at you. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Carlo looked at me like, I can't help you.
Nobody can help us now.
Brother, we in the same boat right now. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Help me understand what is happening right here, because I don't know. Carlos, go ahead.
No, I really have nothing to comment because it's so goddamn weird. It took me off. I didn't know how to react. Didn't know how to feel because it's so disjointed. It's like everything stopped. Like, musical number. Why? For who? What was even... There's no correlation. There's no logic to this.
Yeah, exactly. It's an incoherent storyline because it's people who had ideas. It's animators who have animation ideas where they want to put, you know, they just want to animate something cool.
Correct.
Without really thinking through the story connection.
Because the animation in that part is legit. Like her moving the physic, the hair, the balls and the joints and actual plastic. They did pay attention. So you can tell like they had a passion for that.
It's weird, but it, you know, it like it had it been in some context.
Can you play again? Look at the joints, look at everything, the movement. Like whoever had to animate that part is like, this is my only animation I'm having in the movie. So I'm gonna make it fucking epic right now.
You only had one shot. One opportunity.
Take it.
Animate this dog.
No, for real. If I see that in your demo, you're higher.
See, that's what I'm talking about with the artwork being cool. But if there was some context, and by this point, they're like, well, shit, we just going to go full Toy Story.
Yeah.
Because we ain't in the world of these gnomes anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's like anything can come to life without any rhyme
anything
or reason.
Anything that somebody could drop in a garden.
Not even in a garden.
It's not a magic garden, Martin. Apparently, London is like Hogwarts. Magic is seeped out and everything comes to life. Huh. I'm telling you, man, you got food mascots on trucks who come to life.
Yep.
Dolls and toys come to life. And Martin, get this. Like, you know, garden gnomes can kind of like, they're in a limited location.
Yeah.
You know, the owners come in, they can just freeze. Mm-hmm. But in the city of London, you had these giant-ass gargoyles who, for some reason, come to life flying around where everybody can see them.
With a Cockney accent.
Yeah. Oi, Reggie.
Oh, Reggie. What the gnomes?
Likes me better. Oh.
God damn it, Reggie.
Really? Anything for any kind of reason to come to life with no explanation for it. I was kind of, man, I'm listening to myself right now, and they making me mad for having to say this shit. I was giving the movie a pass a little while ago.
You were.
Mm-mm. I really want, now that I'm saying
like
this.
You're trying to set everybody up going like, you think it's going to be this movie that sucks. But it's not that at all.
Now that I hear these words.
It's way worse than that.
No, and to be honest, the gargoyle's not the worst. The worst is the little salt and pepper like thing that just in the table that speaks with a really, really racist Chinese accent.
Yeah, I'm...
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, dude, it gets that weird. It gets that, like, it gets like, to that point.
I'm not going to go the racist route with it, but I will say there's a point where y'all just need to... If y'all ain't got a good balance, y'all know Asian people kind of... They get mad at this whole...
Does it go Aristocats?
Yeah.
Yes, it goes for Aristocats. That is the best way you can describe this.
They have to go to Chinatown. They pull out every cliche thing with China. They got these cat who are kind of like ninjas.
The cats got
And even when they open up the scene, they don't even explain it. They got these figurines and like... And they're like, because we got to put some shit in there. That's so crazy. I ain't really saying it's racist, but y'all know Asian people getting tired of this shit.
I shouldn't laugh, but it is.
These goddamn cookie jar cats running after people, acting like ninjas. You know, this is. Is it y'all know better? Than, come on, if y'all, the thing is, they don't have to do it.
Right.
It's almost like that racist coffee that Carlos brought us.
Right. Right. Where you're like, that's completely unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. Except that it smells so good.
It got me because when they go into the little China top, it's like, you can knock it home. It's like, wait, what?
And I like, I'm no Marlon. Like, what the hell did you just say? What my man is trying to say here is that there's a little salt shaker, a little Asian man salt shaker that comes out, and he's a translator for this cat. You know, the big cat with the like with the hand that comes down. And he comes out and he's like, "Cat Fuchsia, sir, like, you cannot come into the bar." And the cat is like, "Meow, meow, meow." He also says, "To fuck off." You know, it's like, yeah, it's racist. It ain't really cool, man.
Now you make me want to see it.
we're making it better for you. You don't want to see this. You do not want to see this. Here's another thing, man. Like I'm telling you, the movie just it's getting insane.
It is.
And that's why I say these are animators who are kind of having fun without any kind of real, story context or coherence. Because there's even a point where the puns get so bad they just start making random puns that mean nothing to anybody except animation fan people.
Yep. No.
There's a bag of chips, and the name of the chips is Harryhausen chips.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
Okay.
The great Harryhausen. Yeah.
If y'all don't know Harryhausen, because you're like, okay, what is that? And I hate to say that because the name that it comes from, it is from a legend, an animation legend, Ray Harryhausen. But him putting his name, you know, putting their name in this movie makes no sense.
Yeah, wasn't his last movie the original Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't mean the one y'all just saw a few years ago.
No,
I mean,
no.
Way back.
Yeah, the, yeah.
The from 83.
But yeah. This is a movie that it's not stop motion animated. It makes no reference to stop motion or anything or any of the things that he's done.
Right.
It makes no reference to the movie that he's done. Even he's like, I'll come back and beat y'all's asses right now for that. You know, it makes no sense. And that's just an example.
Leave me out of this shit.
Yeah. they did what? They made me a bag of chips? Yeah, man, it makes no sense, some of the things that they're doing. You want to know one of the best things in the movie? And let me see if I can find it here. Because one the funniest thing in the movie are things that I never would have thought would be funny at all. Let me see here. There are two things in here that made me laugh. And let me see if I can find them. Hold on. One, they kept having this running gag in the movie where they had this gnome on a toilet.
Oh.
And he was rendered kind of mobile in a lot of things, like, a lot of things. Like when there was danger, he was still taking that shit. He's like, help! I thought that was pretty funny, man.
It was funny. I'm not gonna lie. Every time that you see him, it's like, oh, maybe they're gonna put that gag again, and they did pull it. But it was so well animated. It was so well synchronized with the joke.
And it was well timed.
Yeah, the timing, the delivery. It's like, yeah, I'll give it a pass. It's funny as fuck. So
yeah, it was funny. And the thing I thought I would hate the most, made me laugh the most, gave me the most laughs. That gnome and that Speedo. Every time he came on
every time
he appeared on the screen, man, because he talks with this Italian accent.
Latino accent.
Is it a Latino accent?
Because he's in the like, hey, puppy, what's up? And like, yo, are you still like, is he Spanish? It's like, yo, puppy, no. Like, no, you thought he was Italian, but I was this close to you. Like, he better not be Puerto Rican because I'll be offended as fuck in this one. But
you know what? Would it mean anything if he was? I mean, everything else is so crazy.
Italian, Spanish.
Spanish,
it's all the same.
He's like, sun's out of buns out. You know, man, he was the one who was just having the most fun out of everybody. He was like, I know this is a shit. I'm just going to have a good time. You know, so every time he was on the screen, I laughed. Believe it or not, he was one of the funniest things in the movie to me.
The audience laughed. The kids laughed. So everybody enjoyed
he's a hit.
Joke. Yeah, he's a hit.
That gnome ass is a hit right
it's a hit.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing any man do anything while wearing a mankini.
Yeah. And it's funny because he's all his ass is red from always spanking his own ass.
Uh-huh.
So it was a joke that they didn't have to do too much with. They kind of left it alone and left you to kind of see little visual things going on with him.
Right.
So yeah, man, I was gonna give this
a pass.
I was actually gonna give this a really low matinee, and I'm even entertained by seeing some of the things that I'm talking about right now. Like, I'm making myself laugh just remembering the experience again. But
will you watch it again?
No.
No, hell no, Martin. No, Martin. And that's the thing. Once I actually hear myself saying these words, I'm like, no, this is some old bullshit.
Yeah.
I can't do anything beyond that. After hearing everything I just said. I mean, I love the animation in it, and I love that the effort was put there. There's some funny things, but nah, man. Y'all, I mean, this is a clear example of sequel for the sake of sequel.
Right.
Yep.
Which is what I thought when they came out with it. It's like, why? Why are you doing this?
Because we have Sherlock Gnomes. That's why. Carlos, what you think?
No, I'm there with you. Like, I thought it's like, it's maybe a matinee. It's not that bad. But then I go to bed, I sleep about it. It's like, I'm actually mad about it. Because, because here's the thing. It's a nice premise. It's a good premise. Just take the Romeo and Juliet aspect, because that is just crowbarring. And just let it be about Watson and Sherlock. Just let it be about them two and their relationship. If you have a shorter movie, because the movie's way too long, first off. It is way too long. It could take
like... only an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's an hour and 20 minutes?
An hour and 26 minutes.
But Jesus, it felt like 3 hours.
That's true. It didn't want to end. Well, I was like, it was a point where they just... That climax is going on. And I was like, Carlos with me. I just stop already.
But wait, there's more. It's like, Jesus, why?
Yeah. And what's your rating?
Bullshit.
And you know, the other thing that I really have to criticize this movie for is that take the pun. You got it. You did something with it in the first one, but do something with this one other than it's just Sherlock Holmes as a gnome.
Right.
There's like, that's a question you got to ask. Why is there a Sherlock gnome? You know, where did he come from?
Who made that?
And that's why I thought, I was like, man, you know something? That's why this could have worked if they gave him more backstory.
Yep.
What if he was Sherlock Gnomes and he thought he had to go off and solve detectives because that's what he was made into, but he was terrible at it. And then he had this whole shocking revelation when he goes by a joke store and sees just a bunch of Sherlock Gnomes, like, my life. You know, that could have been
that
fun.
That would be Toy Story.
It would be something.
It would be better than this.
I was like, damn, that's Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Well, y'all had nothing.
Nothing. Fuck you. Nothing. No, they can do, what's the movie, the Disney movie about the little rat that's like Sherlock Holmes in the 80s? I forgot that movie.
Oh, young Sherlock Holmes?
No, not young Sherlock Holmes. The Great Mouse
Detective. Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, you can have, like, that's a great template. Just be that instead of being Sherlock Holmes, that's the gnome that belongs to Sherlock Holmes or something like that.
Yeah.
And it would be still a lot better than what we got.
Again, they're stealing from Disney. Disney, like, you ain't taking us.
I know, exactly. Yeah, that was our first idea. We got a cease and desist. Here's our box of cease and desist. Some of our other ideas.
Shit, it's like making like a box of cereal. Cease and desist. Little lawsuits and milk.
Packed with vitamins and minerals.
All right, let me go ahead and get to this next review. So, because I see Martin looking at me. Martin trying his best to stay away.
I'm sorry.
I see Martin like he's high as hell. Martin looking at me. Martin look like he just got knocked out.
I've never been sleepy during one of these shows. I'm like, wow, what is going on?
Hey, Martin is looking at me, and I see his eyes. Martin looking like he just had an orgasm. I'm like,
wrap it up.
Martin's eyes are just rolling. What's that?
Nobody want to be here talking about Sherlock Gnomes.
Martin looked like he just shot heroin.
Oh, so good.
We have to go undercover. Let's go. Two forward. Hold.
Ooh.
I said hold.
Forgive me, I've never been the back end of a squirrel before.
We've been spotted.
Sherlock Gnomes. That's not how a squirrel shakes its behind.
Mankini, can you demonstrate?
You see what I'm doing? See? Do you see?
Yes, you're acting like a rear end.